score. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two, Eggs Up Grill. Man, I could use some Eggs Up Grill right now. Some of that breakfast buffet. Some of that brunch buffet. Will, let me ask you. So, at Eggs Up Grill right now, man, one of the great things about Eggs Up Grill is where we did our two remotes in there, and they gave us all this sampler stuff. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, man, I got to have more of this. On the catering stuff, you just click on a catering tab. And so you get the brunchy buffets, you get the classic buffets, the griddle buffets. Like the griddle buffet has pancakes, cinnamon twirl, French toast, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, strawberries, blueberries, pecans, toppings for additional stuff. You get on the classic stuff, you get scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and home fries and grits and buttermilk pancakes and sausage gravy. You get all that. For the lunch things, you're getting like shrimp and grits, breakfast burrito samplers. You get biscuit samplers, taco samplers. Man, box lunches for teams. Take care of that. You get the plentiful platters. All this is on there. They get salads. They get all this for the catering. And so if you need that thing catered, your next big event catered, do this. And I'm hearing great reviews of this. They set everything up for you, bring it to you, deliver it for you. You're going to love it. EggsUpGrill.com. Clemson and in Seneca. Click on that. Take care of it for sure. All right, let me reset where we are. Eagles beat the Packers 10-7 last night. Defensive struggle there. Furman, Clemson on the C-Dub at 4:30 in 2 weeks. South Carolina Coastal 4:15 SEC Network. PGA Tour's coming to Asheville, Walnut Cove next September. Boy, it'll be beautiful up there then, huh? Clemson, Morehead State tonight in men's basketball. Brian Kelly is fighting with LSU over the legalities of what he's owed. And Dennis Love, Dabo Swinney announced last night, will succeed Joey Batson as the head of strength and conditioning for Clemson football. And then we stumbled upon the statement that Greg Sankey made yesterday, and I just figured it out. Sankey said, again, quote, bear with me. Greg Sankey said, I think there's a real scenario where the SEC is an 8-bid conference. I've had many conversations, with individual selection committee members, and we've discussed how Missouri, Vanderbilt, and even Tennessee simply deserve to be in the playoffs. It's a no-brainer that the SEC has carved out at least 6 to 8 spots in the playoffs. Now, let's be fair. There are only 7 at-large bids, so the champion is going to get in. So he's saying that all the at-large bids go to the SEC. Not to Indiana, not to Oregon, not to Notre Dame. They don't get any. So right now you can be either Ohio State or Indiana, you're out. And there are scenarios out there, by the way, in which Texas could lose to Georgia and Texas could lose to A&M and Texas could have 4 losses. Does he want a 4-loss Texas team in?
Yeah, he wants every 4-loss SEC team.
Let me go worst-case scenario. Let's say A&M goes undefeated. Let's say Alabama beats Oklahoma and beats Auburn, so they only have 1 loss. Let's say Georgia beats Texas, and they go, so they only have 1 loss. And Ole Miss goes, they only have 1 loss. So Texas would have 4. Let's say that Kentucky beats Vanderbilt and Tennessee beats Vanderbilt. So they would have bear with me. Vanderbilt currently has two. They'd have four losses. Oklahoma loses to Alabama. On the Missouri thing, I don't know who you need to win that if you're them. Oklahoma's got two. That'd be three. And lose to LSU, that'd be four. Missouri would have four. Tennessee would have four if they lost either Florida or Vanderbilt. So they think like four loss gets in? Here's what I figured out. I think you're right. I think that it said a word about credibility. I think that, and somebody else pointed this out on the text line, he's talking eight so he can get five.
Okay, negotiation tactic.
Let me put this out there to you. In one of the greatest cinematic series in the history of television, The Sopranos.
Go on.
Meadow Soprano goes and they have a party at her grandmother's empty house. Grandmother's the greatest female character in cinema history. Olivia Soprano. She passes away. The house is for sale. They have a big party over there. Cops come up. There's underage drinking there. Arrest everybody, whatever. Meadow gets in trouble. Tony and Carmella tell her to go to her room. She comes down the next morning. And she employs this strategy. She says, you know, guys, I've been thinking. First of all, Tony and Carmella have things that, you know, that she's got. It's like, there's no way we can do this. Okay. She comes out and says, I've been thinking, guys. I think you need to take away my credit card for 2 weeks. And Tony says, a month. And he goes, all right, Dad, a month. And that was her punishment. And then she looks at, she calls her friend up and is like, hey, I just suckered them into this. It's you throw it out there as a negotiating tactic, knowing that you're not going to get this, but you throw a low number out. In this case, you throw a high number out. You throw out the number eight, knowing that you can't get eight in order to get five. And that way, you can act defended by five. Five? Oh, we only got five? I can't believe Indiana got in. I can't believe Oregon got in. I can't believe Notre Dame got in. Missouri certainly deserved to get in, even though you're winking to your other thing. Hey, man, we got five.
And you're setting a precedent as well.
Yeah.
So in years to come, five's the benchmark.
Seriously, like Sankey, like when he wakes up, he puts his tie on, you know, his cufflinks on. He's looking at his wife, says, "Honey, what are you gonna tell him then?" He goes, "Like, get this. Like, I'm gonna say eight. I'm gonna say eight." And he's just, "Sweetheart, you can't get away with that." He goes, "No. I think I can. I'm gonna say eight, and then if we get five, I'm like, we got five." You believe it? We got five. And
they'll be giggling.
Yeah. Seriously, this is Meadow Soprano. This is it. That's what it is. Because can you imagine the outrage if Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee get in and Ohio State or Indiana doesn't? Like, and don't get me wrong, Oregon can still lose. Oregon has Southern Cal and Washington. Indiana's not going to lose. They have Wisconsin and Purdue. Ohio State's not going to lose. They have UCLA and Rutgers and Michigan. Notre Dame could lose to Pittsburgh this week. If you're an SEC fan, first of all, what are you doing? Pull for one school. If you're Greg Sankey, you need Pittsburgh to beat Notre Dame this weekend. You need Texas Tech to lose at West Virginia. You need – I mean, but they're getting in one anyway. What they're telling you is that BYU with one loss is not getting in due to a three-loss Missouri and Tennessee team getting in. That's what they're telling me.
I don't think BYU is a great team. There's some
BYU beat Missouri.
Yes. There's some schools that I would like to see get in over BYU that are ranked lower than BYU right now, but Missouri is absolutely
Missouri.
Not one of
the
them.
The quote, okay? The quote from him yesterday was, "We've discussed," let me find it one more time here. When I go back to it, it keeps cutting me off. The quote here, "We've discussed how Missouri, Vanderbilt, and even Tennessee simply deserve to get in." Well, here's the deal. Missouri's not ranked in the top 25 right now in the Associated Press poll. But Greg Sankey has discussed how he wants eight in. So, in other words, they would put a team that's not currently in the top 25 in and leave out the number two team in the country. He has had discussions. And what he says, it's a no-brainer. It is. It is. Yeah. If you think that Missouri deserves to get in and Indiana does not, then yes, you don't have a brain. Yes. That is 100% correct. Yes. So if we know these things are coming out of their mouth, like, if you had a friend and the conversations went like that, like, oh, God, here we go again. This friend's going to tell us how we're going to be at a party. We're going to be having cocktails. And his friend's going to bring out why the Doors are the greatest rock and roll band ever. Like, oh, okay, you've ignored the Rolling Stones. You've ignored the Beatles. You've ignored Led Zeppelin. And he's going to make some argument for the Doors or something. Let me tell you why the Doors are better than it. Come on, man. Here he goes again. So that friend of yours has no credibility in the music conversation. That's what Sankey is. Like, that's it. You know what his agenda is. It is in his title. He's the SEC commissioner. So why do we even pay him any attention like he has any credibility whatsoever? I don't know, man. I don't know. At some point in time, we got to say, hey, man, someone take the man's mic away. Of course he's going to say that. And if you're the commissioner of the other leagues, I mean, really, the Big Ten can make a case for Ohio State. If you're the Big Ten commissioner, I've talked to committee members. It's a no-brainer. We talked about Ohio State. We talked about Indiana. We talked about Oregon. We talked about Michigan. How these teams deserve to get in, right? If you're the Big 12, I've talked to them. We've talked about Texas Tech. We've talked about BYU. We've talked about Utah. We've talked about Cincinnati. Cincinnati's ranked higher than Missouri, right? I mean, the Big 10 guy, he's looking at Sankey like, dude, have you lost your mind? I mean, Southern Cal is ranked higher than Missouri. Michigan's ranked higher than Missouri. Iowa's ranked higher than Missouri. Washington's ranked higher than Missouri. Washington lost his pass to him. I mean, like, how do we have any of that? Let me get Stuart in Anderson, South Carolina. Good morning, Stuart. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing just extremely blessed.
Awesome. Awesome.
I don't know if you remember me or not.
Oh, yeah.
I had called you almost 4 months ago and had told you about my great-granddaughter, Hensley Cordell, that had been born premature, and she was, in NICU in Greenville, and you just asked me to call you back and update you.
All right.
And we found out the other day that there is a possibility that she might lose her sight. She has been diagnosed by a surgeon in Atlanta with both of her retinas folded. And this coming Monday, we're going back to Atlanta. They're going to put her to sleep and take pictures of the back of her eyes so that he can get a lot better look at exactly what's going on so he can formulate the next steps he needs to take. And, he couldn't get that appointment for a week. But, it don't take the Lord a week.
Yeah, here's
to work a miracle.
No doubt. I was reading a great story last night of this, and I actually retweeted it last night of this great story. and Lord's in the miracle business. And the other thing I can tell you is that there's always battles out there for her, and we've been praying. And when I saw your name up there, I'm like, give us some good news on this thing. But the other thing I can tell you is that miracles happen every day, and prayers work, and technology now. You got to think, she's just a few months old. That in her lifetime, there, the retina, what we're doing with technology, that, man, I put it this way. Let me put it like this. If you and I had retina issues when we were her age, then we might be, we might not be able to have any kind of hope for sight. But in her age, technology, who knows what's going to happen in her lifetime. So,
yeah,
hopefully. But There's great technology out there for to help these kind of issues in the future.
I just pray every day. The Lord will intervene.
Yeah.
And when that guy takes them pictures Monday, he'll say there ain't nothing wrong with her.
Yeah. Well, look, I know this. His will be done, and we pray that what we want, and if we don't, we'll understand it, and then we'll pray for whatever the next steps are, right? Whatever the next steps are.
Yeah, but I tried to lift my granddaughter and grandson-in-law's spirits somewhat because, even if this processes don't work, when he crosses the Jordan River, he's going to see Jesus in all his glory.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stuart, I'm going to leave you with this. First of all, I want you to call us back after y'all find anything out next week, okay? But my wife is listening this morning, and she has a great message. She said that, by the way, you got her ball in the car as well. But that no matter what happens, and she's praying right now for her, but no matter what happens, sounds like she's got an unbelievable, supportive, loving family. And I know she's thankful for that, and that no matter what, y'all going to be there for her, and y'all going to help her and guide her and pray for her and all that. Do me a favor, man. We'll continue to pray for you there. But let me know next week when y'all get the news either way and whatever the next steps are, because I'm sure there's steps after all this too.
Yeah. Well, I'll update you again.
Okay.
It might be toward the end of next week before we get the results, or he might even tell us Monday. I don't know, but whenever I find out something, I'll, just as you ask me to, I'll update you.
You let us know. And I know this listening audience right now, Stuart, and I know you got thousands of people out there that are currently doing this, and we'll say a prayer during the break and already set them for you, and we'll do more of that. But you let us know. Safe travels. Tell Baby Hensley we love her, and let's get some good news next week.
Yeah, but because of my travels with work, I've got churches from the West Coast to the East Coast praying for
her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people you don't even know. People that you would never think about. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I was even able to get in touch with people at David Jeremiah's church in San Diego, and they're praying for.
How about that? Well, we'll continue to do that. You let us know, buddy, and safe travels for you as well. Okay.
Okay. All right. You have a blessed and wonderful day.
You too, Stuart. How about that, man? Couldn't imagine that. Going through all that, and we pray for Baby Hensley for sure. Short break. Dr. Milt Louder joins us right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Good!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
When breakfast gives you choices, choose your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Bo's new smothered steak biscuit is only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's Bo time.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Tiger Nation, K Klubnik here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town. Like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I
a great song, great segment coming up. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. Don't forget now, you got Black Friday coming up. You got the Military Appreciation Day coming up. They've got those great events coming today. Happy Veterans Day to all those who have served this great country. Military Appreciation Day right around the corner. Tiger Sports, 50 years of doing this thing right, serving upstate, serving Clemson. Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue, tigersports.com. Get the Tiger Sports Collection. Get the Lululemon stuff. Get everything you want. Do it online as well. It's Tiger Sports and tigersports.com. To our guest lines, Dr. Milt Louder, A Moment with Milt, amplos.com, our sports and performance psychologist. Good morning, Dr. Louder. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, what a beautiful morning in the upstate. A little chilly, but it's a great morning. Hope you guys are having one.
We are. The call, phone call right before you came on the air today. Stuart Anderson, I've been encouraging him to call back. He had some health issues, and he got to see his great-granddaughter born, and she was in a NICU. She's premature, and now there's thoughts about retina issues, and she might be blind. She's a couple of months old, and we're asking for prayers through all that now. And it goes to show you, you know, I was talking to Red, a good friend of a mutual friend of ours, Red Martin, and he's taking this girl to rehab, and he's like, she's having a hard time even going to rehab. And I was like, man, that seems simple, like just go do it, take care of your life. He said, well, she was sexually trafficked, you know, as a young person. I'm like, you know, what it goes to show you, though, is two things. Number one is, you have no idea the people you encounter every day, like what they're going through. Because somebody out there in your world right now is going through this terribly challenging part of their lives. And we don't even realize it because we're so caught in our world sometimes. And we judge people through this.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma is so universal. And, you know, we can get so busy and focus on us. And we talked about stress makes you selfish. That you don't take the time to pay attention to what's going on around you. And so those are two heartbreaking stories of just pain. Yeah. And staying connected during those times of pain, that's the hardest part, is how do you invite people in, allow others to be present in your pain, knowing we can't take the pain away.
No. And the hard part is, like, to me, I never question any of God's plan, but it, like, that's my lack of understanding it. That's my weakness, not his. But they might get the bad news on Monday from a doctor that this might be, you know, blindness. But you have to say, well, that's God's plan, and I trust it. I don't understand it, but that's my weakness, not his. You know, that's a tough deal there. But hey.
Yeah, but I think, you know, Proverbs 25:2, Mickey says, it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter to the glory of kings. So it's okay to ask those questions.
Sure.
It's okay to... As we talked about the hell in the hallway, what do you do when you feel overwhelmed? Philip Yancey wrote a book and tried to answer three questions. Is God hidden? Is God silent? Is God unfair? And so how do you maintain that faith? How do you give yourself permission to be human? I mean, it's okay to doubt. It's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to feel disconnected to God. I tell my children all the time, anything that's good enough for Jesus is good enough for us. And he experienced all of those human emotions and anxiety, and now he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. Mm. And so I think sometimes as Christians, we don't think it's okay to ask questions or to doubt God, that you should have more faith. Well, the Bible says over 365 times, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
And so that he knew and knows how we were made, and our fear and our anxiety and our stress, all that is unfortunately part of the human experience.
The much lighter note of that is why I do what I do for a living, and that is sports is the great diversion. And we talk about all the time, this is our hobby and diversion. It's an important hobby. And what I want to get with you today is, wasn't it so awesome Saturday night? Saturday night was fun, and Clemson fans diverting away from maybe, you know, other things going on, diverted away from what the season looked like before that. Like, it was a small victory, and I'll ask about that in a second, but, man, it was a fun deal, and these fans that had some sort of hope Saturday night, they felt a little bit different in the building Saturday night, a little louder Saturday night, a little extra juice in the building Saturday night. But what does that mean to a staff, a player, a program, to have that kind of support and have that kind of fun, even for a small night maybe? But because you got to have a little success in building and going through adversity too, right? Like, you can't just have all defeat and all bad. Like, that was a pretty big deal for me Saturday night.
Yeah, constant reinforcement one way or the other is kind of what extinguishes hope, especially in a negative direction. And so it was so awesome to see our fans show up. And and for a moment hit a pause button on the challenges of the season and bring the energy and bring the excitement, that's kind of what Death Valley, that's what makes it so special, what makes our fans so special. A lot of frustration, obviously, so a lot of disappointment in the season. But we talk about the self, like believing you have what it takes, and you got to do that whether people around you believe in you or not. And so to kind of show up and feel, at least the way the fans showed up with the energy, with the crowd, with the excitement, that, hey, they still believe in us. They still believe we have what it takes. And that's when I say, Mickey, greatness cannot occur in isolation. You cannot be or become the best version of you without help from others, without encouragement from others. And so that was such a great experience for our players, especially, and for our staff members who have, you know, it's been a really challenging season to feed off that energy.
Why? Talk to me about the importance of that small battle. We see it. We talk about scripture. We see it all the time, where just a little bit of hope, just a little bit of light, you know, can help rather than total darkness and total like failure after failure after failure, at least on the field, the scoreboard, at least through some of that. But why is that important, and just how important is that in our family lives, our business lives?
Well, again, the absence of hope is depression and hopelessness and helplessness. And how our brain works is when we experience constant disappointment and discouragement and things don't go the way we want, then our brain kind of goes to these extreme words, and we start believing, like, as you think, so you are. It's always going to be like this. I'm never going to break through. It's never going to be how I want it. I'm never going to get over this. And so there's nothing more stressful in life than knowing I need to do something different, knowing I need to have some success, knowing I need to believe, knowing I need to put forth a little bit extra effort, knowing I need people around me that love me and support me, knowing I need some encouragement and feeling like I can't. And so we need glimpses. We need, every now and then, you need a little bit of hope, a little bit of reminders, a little bit of, hey, you have what it takes. Hey, this is going to be okay, to challenge the lies and beliefs that we so easily succumb to in life. And I think our feelings, when we get to that moment of desperation and despair, our feelings start controlling our thoughts instead of our thoughts controlling our feelings.
All right. You mentioned like the thing, like just in that first part of that, and what I wrote down was, there's words that you've taught me about, and I'm a head case with you in my golf game at times, and you always catch me, and even in the segments you catch me sometimes, but also, there's words that I know I don't use anymore, or I try to avoid, I still slip up, but give me an example of words that you know, like never, man, I never hit a good drive on this hole. Like that's an absurd thought, because at some point in time in my life I have. And because I didn't the last 25 times doesn't mean the next time I won't. So, like, never is a word to avoid. Is that fair?
Well, let's go to the golf course. Like, people say, I can't make a putt. I'm like, well, did you get past the first hole?
Yeah.
Did you finish 18? Because at some point you had to make a putt unless you just picked up on every single hole. And so, again, like, why success matters. Why, like, you need some evidence to support a positive thought. Like, there's still like necessary, but it's harder to believe something that you don't have any evidence to support. And so you need some reminders, you need some evidence. And so these extreme words, we're all human. Remember, Mickey, our brains are wired to protect us from threats. And so of the 50 to 70,000 thoughts we have a day, 70% are negative. And so you're going to have the negative thought. You're going to think in those words that add pressure. And so the need to, the have to, the should, the can't, the always, the never. If we could encourage your listeners, want, like, make a running list of the thoughts that are pervasive in your mind, and the question you have to ask, are those thoughts working for me or against me? Is my brain working for me or against me? Am I making it harder or for myself by the thoughts that constantly run through my mind? And what makes it so difficult, we aren't able to capture every thought. And so we create rules or beliefs about ourselves or about life, especially when we go through trauma, especially when we go through things that which are unprepared for and unpredictable and uncontrollable. And so that's where those extreme words kind of come in, and we automatically, without conscious thought sometimes, set limits on ourselves, sets limits on others, set limits on God, sets limits on who we can become just by how we think.
All right, let me ask you the final question. I'm out of time a little bit, but I need to know this because I've got two people in my life that are very high achievers and very, very successful, but they're so hard on themselves. And I talk to them all the time, like when they get down about things that aren't going like they normally go. Because, again, I mean, these two people in my life are, and you know both of them are, but, like, they're so good at so many things, but when they're not good at something, they're so hard on themselves. And I use your example all the time. Give yourself permission to be human. Like, you're not perfect. So we're not talking about, like, people who aren't successful oftentimes. I mean, it's interesting. You've met with these very, very high achievers. And sometimes, man, is that like the hard one to deal with? Is that perfect? That person who does achieve so much, but yet so hard on themselves all the time?
Well, I mean, go back to what makes that so difficult for human beings. It's what C.S. Lewis said that made the devil, it's pride. Mm. And so as human beings, especially when we achieve some level of success, the hubris of that success, we start believing we should be everything and we should be great at everything. And those unmet expectations and unspoken expectations to come face to face with your humanity. I mean, I can feel that way as well, that if I'm not mindful, that those thoughts can creep in, that, and especially when I'm teaching this, Mickey, that I should be better at this, that I shouldn't kind of have these negative thoughts, that I shouldn't have these emotional reactions, that I shouldn't have this level of intensity. And it's so easy for all of us to fall into that trap. Now, the great challenge of being human is, how do I accept the limits of being human without accepting the limits that being human imposes upon us? That we just don't give up. It's like, well, I'm just human, and I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to try to get better. I'm not going to challenge myself. But especially for high achievers, it's hard to quit doing what, quote-unquote, we think works for us.
Fascinating stuff. Are you coaching basketball?
I am. We took it on the chin last night. That's in my mind about some frustration that my 34th church basketball team, the Fighting Flamingos Last Dance. I don't think they're going to do a documentary on us, but we kicked it off last night, and it did not go great.
A friend of mine said, good stuff today, I need to hear this, but tell Milt my daughter's coming for his team next week in church basketball. So you got a target on your back next week.
They might have a good opportunity. Oh, hey, boy. We're going to show up. We're going to show up. You know, 40 minutes or as long as it takes. That's what we're going to try to do.
All right, tell me about Amplos, man. What are you guys doing over there? I'm sure a lot of great things happening.
You know, Mickey, just continue to be – you know, you hate to say surprised, but hopefully the right word and thought is just grateful for opportunities for people that, you know, we had this common theme of being human is we all want to try to figure out how to be better and pursue better. And so this common theme of how to find that harmony between our work and our life and our labor and our love and how to balance that, we get really excited to create those opportunities. One thing, if it's okay to say, that 10 for 12 class, we got a few more spots starting next year. That's our year-long journey with 10 people walking through some of our Amplos fundamentals, meeting at Millpine. And so if anybody's interested in that, they can find out more information on our website.
I love it. Amplos.com. Check it out. Great luck in church basketball. Can't wait to visit with you next week, buddy.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks, see you.
Dr. Milt Louder. Short break. Much more after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings. And we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details. If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at TigertownGraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun.
Welcome back. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Boy, we sleep so good. There's nothing like a little nap with Isla and Plyler on the that I'll get today because it's too cold outside. We can't go outside. We'll get in our engineer sleep bed. We'll cuddle up. She'll bring a princess doll, right? My, for some reason, my daughter wants to wear shoes when she sleeps. She's got socks and shoes on. She'll take them off, then she'll put them back on. Might have an Elsa dress on. I don't know. Might have her Elsa Crocs on. I don't know. But we'll have all that, and then she'll say, "Dad, I want to cuddle with you." And so she'll come over and lay on my chest, by my arm, by my shoulder, and we'll just cuddle on up on an engineer sleep bed. Thank you, Jade Orders. Thank you, Davis Orders. Thank you, Engineer Sleep, for making my afternoon again today, and thank you, God, for letting me have Isla and Plyler up there with me for hopefully about 2 hours today. A little two-hour nap in there. Now, we love it. We love our engineer sleep bed. It is the very best bed out there. I don't know why we never had the ES Duo before now, but, man, that ES Duo is simply amazing. So, if you really wanted to know, 82% last night recovery for me, which is great, had 2 hours and 42 minutes of restorative sleep last night. Slept for 7 hours and 51 minutes last night. Only awake for 16 minutes last night. Engineer Sleep, man. The very best. EngineerSleep.com. 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. 10% off WCCP listeners. You're going to love Engineer Sleep. Those were very informative segments, and I love both of those. Tony Morrell is going to talk to us. The Gamecocks have a big task this weekend. They go down to College Station, Texas. Now, they beat A&M last year. What, did last year the first time they beat A&M? I think I'm right by saying that. Might have been the year before. But they actually had a win. No, it might have been the year before. But they actually had a win against A&M last year. And it's a daunting trip. But you got a new offensive coordinator coming. So I'll ask about that. I'll ask about how the offense might look, how it might change, what's at stake. And I was also got to ask about the comment by who was the crazy now the ESPN draft guy Todd McShay about Sellers in Miami. We got a lot to discuss, man. We got a heck of a lot of things to discuss. That's coming up in a few minutes. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Spent majority of the time making fun of Greg Sankey on today's show. In the Winsipedia thing, yeah, South Carolina won last year 44-20, and that was the first win for the Gamecocks in the series. It was the second win. They won 30-24 in Columbia in 2022. So the second win there. Never won in College Station, so we'll see. I've been to Kyle Field on two occasions, and they completely changed the building from one time to the next. The first time there was the highest I've ever sat. We joked. There's two jokes I told about that game. Went out in an RV. It was hot as blue blazes. There was a hurricane coming, so we went up through Tennessee and Arkansas. We came back through Mississippi and Alabama because the hurricane came through. But, man, it was hot that day. But our seats were so high that, number one, I felt like if I had any questions for God, I'd go and ask him now because it wasn't a long-distance call from up there. The other thing was that this is a true story. The guys that parachuted the game ball in, you know how you got those? You got the Gamecock flag, the A&M flag. This is the Clemson flag. Clemson flag, A&M flag, and the United States flag, and then the game ball. Those guys that are paratroopers coming in. That we parked right beside them in this big RV lot. Went over, saw the Bush Library. And they were, man, it was a team of guys. They had their big RV. Somebody had them over and all that stuff. And I told one of the guys that we were sitting so high. This is after the game's over. Kind of celebrating with those guys. But we were sitting so high that I could have pulled their cord and they still had time for it to parachute, to deploy, and they'd have been safe through all that. But then the next time we went, my wife and I went down. This is where Kelly Bryant played well. Remember the Lawrence to Higgins touchdown pass?
I was there. Oh, yeah.
They completely changed the stadium. Did a little Dixie Chicken for you Gamecock fans. You looking for a place to go Saturday in College Station? Got to go Dixie Chicken. That's like the I don't know that. Is that like sacrilege? If you're a Gamecock, can you go to the Dixie Chicken? I don't know.
I don't know because they don't serve Tiger anywhere.
That's true. It's true.
I don't see that's Florida Gators S-O. Eating Gator before.
That's true. Did you go to the Dixie Chicken?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. It's their SO.
Okay.
It's a big building.
I did not.
Wooden floors, you know. But it's a big – anyway. But my point is, and we did the other end zone this time around. And at that point in time, the first time we went, they didn't have this big end zone over there. But what I told people afterwards is it's the second best stadium I've ever been in. It's the best college stadium I've ever been in. Jerry's World was the best stadium I've ever been in. The Cowboys Stadium's immaculate and amazing. But it's amazing that the two best stadiums I've ever been in were both in the state of Texas. So, yeah, Texas had Gamecocks eat chicken every Saturday. That is interesting that your mascot is a chicken and you actually tailgate by eating chickens. So, that's interesting. But, big game, Saturday. Gamecocks going down to Texas A&M. That's a nooner. You know, it feels weird Clemson playing on a Friday night and then having all day to watch. It's almost like an open date for Saturday. Because Clemson and Louisville, 7:30 ESPN blackout, oh, by the way. And it is now called L&N Federal Credit Union Stadium. Can you imagine what our industry would look like if the banks didn't have to sponsor every stadium out there now? But so that gets us to a 12 noon. If you want to know just a quick preview of games, I'll do this with Sam later, but like what the screen time could and should look like for Saturday, because Clemson fans, you're going to be off, obviously. But screen one, South Carolina, Texas A&M, obviously. But screen two, Notre Dame and Pittsburgh. I'm telling you, this is a fascinating football game. And two really good freshman quarterbacks going at this one. This feels like old times. This feels like Foge Fazio or Johnny Majors versus Air Parsegian or Lou Holtz or something. This feels like good old North. I want some bad weather, like, to be a big factor.
Did you see what Pat Narduzzi said about this game?
And he's right.
Okay, yes. Quote, they asked him if the Notre Dame game was a must-win. Narduzzi said, quote, absolutely not. It is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. I gladly get beat 103-10 in that game. They could put up 100 up on us as long as we get to win the next two afterwards.
He's trying to make it to the ACC championship game. I would make the point, though, that if he does not make it to the ACC championship game, let me check the ACC schedule, like standings right now. Like if Georgia Tech won out and Virginia won out, well, Pittsburgh could win out too because they're 5-1. I don't know what the tiebreakers look like. If they win out, are they automatically? Yeah, because they've got Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Pitt controls their own destiny.
Yeah, so Pitt's trying to make it ACC championship because he's right. He's right through that. That going to the ACC championship game with a chance to go to the college football playoffs is bigger than beating Notre Dame through that. So, but that's a huge, huge football game. That's screen one and screen two. If you do three screens in this one, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Northwestern, you have quickly, by the way, I need to do a couple ads here, but quickly the 3:30, we'll do this later on. But just as a quick glance, Oklahoma, Alabama at 3:30, Virginia Duke at 3:30, Iowa Southern Cal at 3:30, and then, you know, Georgia, Texas takes the cake for Saturday night. Hey, my great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. Matter of fact, they want to talk to you about your next high-end home renovation. They want to talk to you about your next high-end home at Trail Tailored Homes. But if you're building a commercial, faith-based, industrial, multifamily, healthcare, educational, municipalities, or adaptive reuse or nonprofits, they do an unbelievable job of this. I want you to find Trail on the internet at trail.com and schedule a discovery session with them. Learn more about what they do and how they do it, about the pre-construction, and more about the design build or the construction manager at risk, how they partner with you, how they make it the collaborative event, and how they make this thing work for you. You're going to love Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Absolutely the best in the business, my great friends over at Trail, 800-319-7006. You know, they've done over 1,700 projects now. They've upped that number to 1,700, and 85% of the annual business comes from repeat clients. Great stuff there. And then because I got behind, I do want to tell you, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda got a great note from Mark the other day, and they're doing awesome, and they want to help you with your next home buy. And so put them on your favorites list. My good friend across the way over there says I got to have three estimates. Get in touch with Prime Lending in case one of those, you need one of those to be them. They'll that's who you'll choose, PrimeLendingSC.com. South Carolina heads to College Station. Tony Morrell talks about after this. WCCP.